Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now Marner, a drive, and he scores! Mitch Marner from the right boards just let a wrist shot go through traffic, and it found its way all the way through the traffic, off the post and in. Toronto regains the lead. It's 4-3 Leafs with 14:10 to play here in period number three. Here's Bennett. Lobs it down wide into the near corner then. It's Reinhardt up top. Jones long shot. It's wide. And that's going to rim up the far boards. It leaves the zone. The final seconds tick away. And the Leafs take both here in Toronto. 4-3. Toronto hangs on the win tonight. And the Panthers find themselves in an 0-2 hole going home for game three.
Doug Plagans on the call there on QAM. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. Coming back home. Didn't expect it, but it's reality now. Down 2-0. Games 3 and 4 Friday, tomorrow night, and Sunday. And to talk a little bit more about it, Jeff Rimmer, former play-by-play TV voice for the Florida Panthers. Nice enough to come on with us yesterday and right back with us. Rim, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Joe.
Hey.
I'm looking forward to game three tomorrow. Now, understand one thing. The Panthers can play better. Not all that pleased with their performance last night. But as the saying goes, in a 7-game series, you're not out of it until you lose at home. And I expect a much better performance tomorrow night.
Hey, so I do want to ask you about a few things about last night's game. The odd man rush. What do you think about the rush problem they had of getting back? That seemed to be the biggest problem last night for you.
Well, it was one of the problems. I wouldn't say it was the biggest. They've got to get better goaltending from my pal Sergei Bobrovsky. And if you look back on the last 2 years, particularly in the playoffs, Bobrovsky saved the team. He came up, he's the last line of defense, and he's come up big.
Yeah.
They need him to play at the top of his game. Yeah, the odd man rushers have got to stop. And the whole premise of those odd man rushers in the past, yeah, the Panthers would be sending two forwards into the offensive zone, and they were thinking more aggressively offensively. Well, now they've got to protect Bobrovsky a little better,
right?
But it's got to be a total team effort, and it starts with Bobrovsky and works from the defenseman, and there's responsibility for the forwards as well.
Can you help me out on a call? And by the way, I'm not blaming calls. I'm not doing a Toronto special and blaming a call or anything. I don't want anybody kicked out. But Evan Rodriguez gets a penalty for embellishment. I guess basically bad acting on the side. What'd you think of that call?
It was atrocious. It was terrible. It was awful. And the officiating was just horrendous. I got to tell you, Wes McCauley, who I know pretty well, veteran referee, spent a lot of time with him off the ice. He is the premier referee, and I thought he and his fellow referee had terrible games last night. It was one of the worst calls I've ever seen. Where Rodriguez came to embellishing the play, he got flattened against the boards. Give me a break. Yeah. I mean, it was just awful. And I'll tell you what, I guarantee you those referees would hear from the league after their just terrible performance last night in Toronto. And you're right, it's not the excuse, but it was a terrible call. And let me tell you that Rodriguez had no business going to the penalty box. He was lucky to come back in the game going to the dressing room.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't ask you this the other day. Does the league take this this whole thing with concussion serious enough when you look at player safety for you? You know, I'm going back to what happened with Anthony Stolarz the a couple nights ago. What do you think about overall? There was a chance they were saying he might come back unless that was just coach talk, and I was like, there's no way.
No, there was no way he was coming back. Joe, there's a spotter, and the league does take it seriously, to answer your question. There's a spotter at every game, regular season and playoffs. And as I said yesterday, I think that he was jarred more by
I'm with you on
the
that.
Shot off the mask than he was with the alleged elbow of Bennett. But for me, they take those things seriously. I'll tell you another two concerns I have about the Panthers. And I meant to bring it up yesterday, and I failed to do so. And I was watching the game last night, and I said it became more apparent to me last night. Kachuk is not playing at the top of his game. He is hurt. He is playing through.
Yep.
And you've heard Paul Maurice say in the past, he's been banged up, but he gives it everything that he has. But I'll tell you, last night, there was a lot left by Kachuk, in my opinion. And you know that he is laboring through some pain.
I totally agree with you. He had the two goals and kind of teased us in that first game, but you're right. Since then, and by the way, the coach was quick to correct me. Like, look at he kind of insinuating that I got to be careful with him. Last thing I want is completely out, that he is not 100%. So I'm with you on that. By the way, good news or bad news that your third line is so good? This Marchand line has been unbelievable. They score seems like a goal or two every frigging game now.
You're talking about the little ball of hate. And I'll tell you, every team in the National Hockey League would love to have that guy.
Yeah.
That guy's a gamer. And I tell you what, he turns it up a notch in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And he adds to that line. That line was pretty good without Marchand. But again, I go back to my conversation about Zito yesterday. Picking up Marchand, it was a hell of a move. And he plays to the top of his ability each and every night, and then he gives it that extra push when it comes to the playoffs. I'd love to have that guy on my team. He's on the Panthers, and he will make a difference in Game 3 tomorrow.
You know, Lustarinen and Lundell with him, my God, they all look like, holy smokes, he's going to get everybody raises the way he's playing. So what do you change? If you're Paul Maurice, and obviously it's a quick turnaround here for a game tomorrow night, what's the biggest thing you think he concentrates on for this game?
Well, for one, they've got to do a better job protecting Bobrovsky.
Yes.
Secondly, they've got to change strategy here, and I'm going to give the Leafs some credit. I mean, sometimes you got to look at the opposition and say, hey, you know what? These guys are playing well. And what Toronto is doing right now, and Maurice has got to come up with a game plan, is how does he counter the Leafs' ability to block shots, and is there a way that he can counter that? They blocked between 20 and 30 shots again last night. This team is committed in front of their goaltender. People thought, oh, you know what? Florida evens the series last night with the number one goaltender, Stolarz, out. Give Wohl credit. He played well, but I'll tell you, the defense in front of him. The Leafs are so different this year than they've been in the past. Give Craig Berube credit, but they're committed, and they're blocking shots. And like I said earlier about the Panthers who jump up and cheat a little bit, Florida is looking at a Toronto team right now that's not cheating. In the past, Marner and you had the other big stars on the team, they would cheat a little bit. They'd be up ice looking for the breakaway. They're committed here now. Matthews and the rest of the crew, they are doing a terrific job defensively. And there's got to be a strategy here for Paul Maurice and the coaching staff to break up that attempt to block as many shots as they are. My opinion.
Hey, so you and I haven't had a chance to get in this really tough question that we all deal with at some point in our life. You know what I'm talking about. And you had to go with, and I'm sure you were talking to wife about this. And my wife's been, like I said, hey, I don't know how much longer I have working. I said, you know, some things I want to do. And she goes, you don't have any hobbies. What are you going to do? Like, it sounds great, but what do you don't have a life. You don't go fishing. You don't golf like the rest of your buddies. You don't do anything. You play tennis. You're back home an hour. And if you're around too much, you drive me effing nuts. She says that to me. Like, so Rim, did you go through that? Like, I mean, you've been in hockey your whole freaking game, and now you're back in. Has it been an adjustment for you, straight up? Has it been tough, or are you okay with it?
It's been a huge adjustment, and I don't like it. I'm kind of bored, buddy. I'm the same as you, 100%. I don't golf ever since I had my neck surgery back last May, and that was one of the reasons why I retired after 47 years in the NHL. I'm bored, so I go to the games. The Panthers have been terrific with me and say, anytime you want to come, we'll have a pass for you and a press pass. And tomorrow night I'm going to the game as a fan. I'm going to sit in the stands with one of my neighbors who's offered me a free ticket, by the way.
Yes, well, of course. Listen, if you got a friend, he's got to be a free friend. I agree with you. That's outstanding. That's good stuff for him right there.
I wanted to go to the game on Sunday, just to show you about my wife. I wanted to go to the game Sunday, but uh-oh.
Yep.
I was going to call in and get a press pass for game four. It's Mother's Day.
Yes,
you're
it
not
is.
Going to the game.
Yeah, yep. No.
So I'm in the doghouse on that one. Make it worse. Tomorrow's May 9th. It's my wife's birthday tomorrow, but I'm still going to the game.
Rem, that's
so I've got some. I got
Rem,
some
that's selfish. I'm sure she's used to it with you, but that's kind of a selfish move going to a sporting event on her birthday, man. That,
well,
I would do it too. I have done that, but I got to tell you, I've gotten that 48-hour silent treatment, and it sucks, man. It's nobody talking to you, talking to yourself, having a coffee with her, and you realize she's made it real clear by not talking that she's pissed off. Yeah,
I'm in the doghouse, but fortunately, my next-door neighbor invited her out for dinner, so just the two of them are going. So I'm off the hook there. That's the truth.
Hey, Rim, you take care of yourself. Thanks for coming on, man. You take
Anytime
care.
Anytime you call me. You know what? It's just another boring day. I'm out walking, and now the gardener is here in front of me mowing the lawn. But, anytime you need me, buddy. In fact, one of these days I'd like to come in and sit in the studio.
Hey, Rim, you know what?
Face-to-face.
You keep this up. You might just be a regular, man. I got to tell you. Because I'm glad to hear somebody else going through it. Yeah, it sucked after. I can't imagine that, man. You work all those years, private planes, all that great life, and now, no, it's an adjustment. Rim, thank you. I got to let you run. Thank you so much.
Take care, bud.
Jeff Rimmer with us to talk. Hey. How's that for brutally being honest? Oh, it sucks, man. Doing games for 40 friggin' years, and I'm not doing anything and no hobbies. There's another guy.
That'll be you, sitting around waiting for a show to call you, give your opinion.
You'll be sitting
in your porch or whatever, and you'll be like, please, or somebody, I want to talk about the Dolphins.
I could be like Bryant McKinney, and you ask me a question. I have no idea. Like, hey, what do you think of Anthony Weaver? Who? Anyway, hey, listen, we got to I want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers.
That was a little strange.
That was. Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler, man. Oh, boy. Mother's Day, Sunday. I know it's a big one, and you could have been better, and you better do something on behalf of your kids. And don't try it. I tried it. You're not really my mother, but no. They don't want to hear that. And so if you got to score big, go to Beverly's Jewelers. Seriously. Jeff, Amanda got something for not only for Mother's Day, but birthdays and anniversaries. It's perfect. that really says I love you. It really does. And score big. But I got to tell you also, I want to talk about this stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond. VVS Clarity E-Color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. That's it. How's that sound for a diamond engagement ring? Pop that. She is going to be... you're thinking about getting engaged, you're on a tight budget. It's the only thing holding you back, and you know she wants the ring, and you need to do something. This is a way to do it and still have a big smile on your face knowing you're not going to be broke for the next 3 years. Shoes from all shapes, larger size available, and similar savings. Hurry, man. This is not going to last forever. Hey, by the way, Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers for more than 30 years, and I know you can too. In Fort Lauderdale, off Commercial Boulevard, or online to bevjewelers.com. See some of the beautiful things they have. Beverly's Jewelers really is where South Florida gets engaged. All right.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. All right, we got an event tomorrow night, and I did promote for everybody to come out and see us, whether mm-hmm. you're with your wife or you're by yourself. And I said, if you happen to be single, I did make a comment. I can't lie. Mm-hmm. Julie and Tamara G are here with
so,
us.
Just so you know, we have spies everywhere. And while I'm glad you promoted that we would like free drinks, we actually want you to buy us the free drinks. We hear you make a lot of money here, and we don't make as much down the hallway at 101.5 Light FM, by the way.
Hey, I was. By the way, don't you worry about that, because I hear you guys. I was in a dentist office the other day, and I heard you guys. I said, those are my girls. They're going to be at our party on Friday night.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, we just happen to be.
And by the way, you got to be on this mic over here, it's the Tamara G, so they can hear
okay.
you. But I got
to
tell you, if you're single and ready to meet,
is that necessary, Joe Rose?
No, to come out and see me.
Oh, because you're looking for wife number three?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I believe wife number two will give you a little bit of a hard time about that.
I agree.
So you told the truth. Yes, we are single, and yes, we're ready to mingle.
See that?
I'm out of here.
No, come on.
I want a free drink from you.
No, no. You're going to get a free drink, and you'll see that it's from me.
Do you have a tab here? At QAM on the Joe Rose
Show? No, I opened my credit card tab out there, but I'd love to buy you guys a drink.
We're looking forward to it, though. Thank you guys for coming out. No, seriously,
we'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you so much. Julie and Tamara G, that is so nice.
Those two girls in the morning, 101.5 Light.
Love you, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
I deserve that. All right, Woody, so I noticed.
Can't tell if they like you or not.
Oh, they're fired up.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So we
have to bring them on more often. So that was some good, you know.
So apparently you
shots they took of you there.
I didn't think you could.
What are you looking at?
I never thought any of their listeners would rat me out and bring it up that they're gonna be coming out. A lot of our FM people will be.
Is it possible you said something to someone in the building?
Nope. Uh-huh. I've been in here the whole time.
At least you know it's not me, because I don't talk to anyone.
No. Yeah. Anyway, hey, let's. It's going to be a great event.
What,
go ahead. No. Pump up the event. Pump up the event for me. One more time.
All right. We are going to be at Tabacón at Plantation Walk again tomorrow. And the updated news here, Joe, is we are going to have a screen and a projector to watch the game tomorrow.
Okay,
night.
That's good. So come out. We got the whole QAM team. The
event is free.
We have the Panthers playing down the street. If you don't have tickets, like to get out of the house and come watch the game, we'd love to have you out there with us. Is game time 7? Is that 7 o'clock?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it won't matter. We're going to be out there, and we'd love to have you come out, all of us, all the shows.
Apparently everyone's coming now, yeah.
And I can't believe I got busted. I was wondering, I was like, uh-oh, I did say something. I totally forgot I said something. They're both single.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the girls that do shows in the morning are single.
Okay.
That's all.
I wouldn't know that, so that's good.
All right. Well, you don't talk to anybody.
I don't. So that keep to myself.
So
look what happens when you talk too much.
That's right. Doesn't matter. not matter. Hey, by the way, how good was Jeff Rimmer today? Say, Rimmer.
I feel for him a little bit, but
no, because we do this. We go, hey, man, I ask every guy. My guy from Baptist Health just retired a couple years ago. I call him up in North Carolina. I say, you got to be honest with me. I'm just sitting here thinking about some decisions. I said, how you doing? Oh, man, I'm loving it. Then I got a bunch of other guys telling me, how you doing, man? You go from running hospitals, doing everything, working, involved with everything, doing charity events every Friday and Saturday night, and do you have any hobbies? No, I don't. I'm friggin', this has been an adjustment. So, different. Everybody's a little different. Some go, oh, I love it, but I got to tell you, man, I'm not going to let anybody tell, the grandkids do not want to see you every day. They don't. I get you want to live close to your grandkids. I do. I get it. Because I do really, really enjoy the kids and watching them get older. And I got 4 grandkids, and it's been great. But I also realize they got a life. They got their own little friends. They got their own little birthday parties they go to. Their parents become friends with the other parents. And honestly, you're a leftover thought. You just are. I mean, like, yeah, we got to invite them. And then, of course, I got an ex. And it's just the whole thing is just different. And so it's I like being with the kids. Don't get me wrong. I love when we can take them overnight. That is fun. That's fun because I break every rule that they've ever set up. I always love when the kids come over and tell you set up rules. And you're going, oh, okay, sure. Because my son's big on no sugar right now. And I said, I said, Gary, come on, man. Have you seen this house? We got sugar everywhere. There's sugar like. You walk through the door, there's something. But I do. I like having the kids around, but they don't want to see you all the time. I mean, we're old. I get it. Listen, I'm trying to talk myself
out. I don't have much to add to this. You got your full-size shovel out today. You're just digging yourself into a big hole.
Well, I got to tell you.
Everyone.
What do you think of Rim? Rim after.
I told you.
I think he needs
a hobby, but no, he
has some great stuff.
He was fired up about those officials. That call last night, that embellishment call.
So it had nothing
They need to investigate that for, you know, point shaving, man. That thing was just embarrassing.
It had nothing to do with the outcome of the game, you'd agree, but Evan Rodriguez.
No, I don't know about that. Because Panthers go on a power play if they don't call that. So I don't know, man, to be completely honest with you, but
I'm not going to what if this and what if.
No, I know. But
this is like one penalty gets called, and that costs you the whole game.
That was pretty rough. Evan, that seems like the kind of call that you need to be like really sure that the guy's faking it before you make that call.
The way those guys are flying around hitting each other in the playoffs,
I don't think you need to do the
– if you want to –
So forget the fact that you could clearly see his face smash into the boards. Did you hear it on the replay? Did you hear the collision?
I did. By the way, they were hitting each other pretty good in the corners, and again, he got an embellishment. It was like, huh? What? Meanwhile, he's going to get checked out to make sure he's okay before he comes back. By the way, it was good to hear the concussion program they have set up. Rim telling us that they have an independent guy at the games watching for that stuff. He must have just missed the puck to the head, but.
Mm.
Because I don't know how that guy doesn't get checked right away. Seriously.
Oh, God.
I'm good. Let me just shake this off for a couple of seconds. I was like, man, that's the 80s all over again. You okay? Just take a little smelling salt. You're fine. We'll keep going in this thing.
By the way, real quick here, Joe. Someone asked where Bo is today, and I'll update you. After 5 hours, it says here from Total Traffic, after 5 hours and all morning long, I-95 is finally back open at Northwest 125th Street. We're seeing huge delays back all the way to Broward County.
So Bo got caught in it.
Yeah.
And he said, Joe, I can't get down there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the shows have been tough.
He should have taken his little scooter thing, weaved in and out of traffic.
So the big guy didn't get it. By the way, I caught it this morning, not at the beginning, but it was only 100 yards. I could see in front, and people were flipping off the road real quickly, and I jumped right in line to go back and go the wrong way on the exit to get going and get back off the sidetrack here.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's bad. Those suck. We haven't had one of those in a long time where they shut the road down. And the Turnpike's had accidents in back-to-back days, but they're off the side of the road and taking care of it. But, yeah, this thing just became was a motorcycle accident?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, guy died.
Yes. I don't know a lot about motorcycles, except they're dangerous, but it does look like, you know, I don't know what speed you'd have to be going, but hey, man, you get tossed from one of those things, probably not a good outcome.
I'm not going to get on these guys, but they're driving between people. They're taking chances. And then you go to not half paying attention, change lanes, and you hit them. And, you know.
I'm a coward. You'll never see me on one of those. So, you ever rode on one?
Yeah, they're fun.
You've driven one?
Yeah.
On a closed track or like on the road?
No. First of all, when I was a kid, they were everywhere, and we were out in the country more, so it was a little different.
So it wasn't like driving on 95.
No, I wouldn't do it down here. Hell no. That'd be a death wish.
Yeah.
Even at 4 in the morning, it'd be a death wish, because, by the way, the traffic at 4 in the morning has, again, on 95, people going 45 to 50 miles an hour. They have people going two lanes over, going 85, 90, mm-hmm. 95. And the motorcycle guys, I hate to stereotype them, but they're all over the place flying.
No, you have every type of scumbag driver.
I didn't say scumbag. You said scumbag.
If you drive that fast, you're a scumbag.
I can think of a lot of other things about being a scumbag besides driving too fast.
Yeah, of course, but, you know, it's not nice to put other people at risk because you're
they get some other things to put people in the scumbag category. Hey, so we got rookie minicamp. We got all the guys, including some guys going to need to come in and play right away, going to be meeting their new teammates and get a chance to be around. As I said before, it's going to be a really, really important time for Zach Sealer and a couple other veterans to get guys ready that are going to be playing next to him. Zach Sealer goes from Calais Campbell last year and Christian Wilkins 3 or 4 years before that. Think about that. That combination to Kenneth Grant and Jordan Phillips. I just named the first pick and the fifth round pick for this team. And Zach understands it's going to be important to get these guys ready to go. And it all starts, man, when you shake that hand and start learning the new system for defense and for offense starting tomorrow. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
All right, let's get you some weather here, brought to you by the Demesman Andover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 80 degrees and partly cloudy, no rain in the forecast. And by the way, Joe, the highway has opened back up there. So
well, that was a long one.
Yeah, she didn't send
that thing happened seriously.
Report, so.
For something early 4 o'clock hour this morning, and we're
just opened back up.
Wow,
probably still best to avoid the area, but what do I know?
Well, won't be in any hurry getting out of here, Woody. For people are going all over the place too, man.
Going north is
going
okay.
The other way, and
south is bad. North is okay.
Yeah. All right. Hey, so we got a lot of stuff that's going on besides the fact that the Panthers went down. By the way, went down 2-0 on the road. They got the next two at home. You can't say that for Boston and Cleveland last night, because Boston now lost their first two games at home to the Knicks, blow a 20-point lead in both games, and the Cavs are down 2-0 to the Pacers. I know, Woody, everybody gets tired of saying this, and it is so true. I know too many people. If you're going to win, and actually, I think Perk was one of the first guys and said, look, man, we're trying to get on this guy and that guy. If your best players don't have great seasons, and the guys you spend a lot of your money on, or they're injured and they can't play, you just – it's hard, man. It is hard to win. And right now, Jason Tatum, not to pick on the latest guy, has been awful in the first two games. Awful. Three-point shooting, awful. Overall shooting, 7 of 23 and 5 for 19 in tight ball games that they've lost. And your best player's got to be able to score late in the NBA. They have scored 17 points in the fourth quarter and 16 in the fourth quarter of game one. 33 points in two games they've scored in the fourth quarter.
Do you think both of those teams blow their series? The Cavs and the Celtics?
Oh, man, it's
so the Celtics, this is really weird. They're essentially like even money with the Knicks. They're both minus money to win the series. So they clearly think that Boston has a good chance to come back. Boston, by the way, is favored by 5 points Saturday afternoon at the Garden. Minus 220 on the money line. They love Boston, man.
So I think Boston and Cleveland are much better teams than the two teams they're playing, but hey,
I don't know.
If you don't make shots, and all
of a sudden.
I don't
know about that Pacers series, though, man. I don't know who the better team is. By the way, the Pacers are dogs in that game, too. At home, 2.5-point dogs.
The Celtics, who are three-point, I mean, they live. You talk about living and dying. The whole league does now in these three-point shots. They were 10 for 40 last night and 15 for 60 in game one. Woody, if you hit a bunch of them, don't get me wrong, you hit 40-something percent of your threes, you're going to score. I get it. You score a lot of points, especially when you take that many. But when you don't and you take 60 shots and only make 15, you're in trouble. That's a lot of possessions that are coming up empty where you're missing a lot of shots.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you don't mind here on the topic of betting, Joe, the Panthers, they just put this one out. Are monster favorites tomorrow night. Minus 230 on the money line for the Cats to win that game. They are big favorites.
Wow. Well, listen, they
need
it.
You think they do it?
Oh, yeah. If there's one group, if we're talking about all these, the one team you trust the most.
They're going to be desperate.
The Panthers have been down three. I mean, they've been down big in series. That Boston series, I know this is not Boston. And by the way, the thing that Rim talked about that I thought was interesting, Matthew Tkachuk is not close to Matthew Tkachuk. I know he had two goals in that first game. I thought it was great. Matthew Tkachuk does not look like himself. And thank God for that third line because it has been the Marchand line has been really good. And they got to get more out of their goalie. He probably like a little help out in front of him too, but you know, Big Bob has got to pick it up a little bit. So
kind of want to get some more picks from you if you're all right with that.
On what?
Do you think the Warriors have a shot tonight? They're 10.5-point underdogs.
I hope they lose by 50.
Right, because no Steph, even Jimmy's.
They're going, this is Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, tonight, like Jimmy, Steph's not playing. That 30 to 40 points you get, he's not playing tonight.
So I'll throw this at you, too. Pat Riley talks tomorrow at 1. If Jimmy has a monster game and they win, that would...
He's just
that would
whatever.
Add to the sting a little bit, wouldn't it?
No. The sting's done. We got our ass kicked. It's done.
Okay.
What, you think one game Pat's going to go, wow, I know Jimmy went for 42 last night, and I'm still here. Like, it's done. He's gone. And
I know he's gone.
I don't know what he's going to say, Woody. I don't think he can get up and do a big apology about the way he handled this whole thing. He wants to apologize to – do you?
I do not think he will apologize.
You think
to
now all of a sudden Pat's going to change at age 80 and go, you know,
apologize.
I'm really going to. Sorry, Jimmy, if I hurt your feelings. Saying it'd be nice if you played in more games and didn't go to so many tennis matches.
That'll be a very interesting press conference. I don't know what he's going to say, Joe.
You know,
I have absolutely no clue.
So the biggest thing is how you going to fix this mess. I would be disappointed if he didn't think this was not in great shape right now. I'd be a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Now the question is, what can you really do to fix it?
I don't think he has the answers right now. That's the other issue. So like, I mean, obviously you're going to ask him, but like, what do you think he's going to start naming names? Like who they're going to go after?
And the other thing he's got to answer: are you in or are you out? And I'm not saying we all sit around here going, it's time, Pat, it's time. Because most people give him a scholarship here in town in the media. But, like, Pat, a lot of people that do this year-round for a living think you need to retire. You're 80. I mean, they're throwing the age at him. Hey, there's a lot of guys in their 40s and 50s that suck at what they do, and they're saying get rid of them. So... anyway, I don't know what Pat's going to say, but Pat usually brings it. He usually doesn't, you know. And I don't know if anybody can say. I don't know if Mickey says, hey, can we have lunch before you talk tomorrow? Or can you meet me for breakfast in the morning? And can we talk about the little game plan going forward here? Hey, we haven't been through this with this organization. We've been going through this a lot in the last 25 years with the Dolphins. We don't go through this a lot with the Miami Heat. Heat are in bad shape. Woody, can you sit and tell me how good all the young guys are? Can you give me, all the first-round picks? And
well, Jaime Jaquez Jr. fell off a cliff.
Yes.
He had the, what do you have, like 50 points in the game where no one played?
But well, you don't have to take that shot at him, but he's just not playing.
I just don't know what happened with him. Like, he fell off a cliff. I think Khalil Ware has potential to be a good player, but you need to compete at the level these teams are competing. You need a Jalen Brunson or a Donovan Mitchell or one of those kind of guys, man. You just do. Okay. And they don't have that. Tyler Hero's a good player. Well, he's not a great player.
Let me give you the other one. I don't even know if, unless you tear everything up, I don't think you can get one of those guys. I don't think you have enough assets to go out and trade and get one of those guys.
What do you, like, tear it up is such a, what are you going to do? I mean, cut guys, like, throw them off the team. They got contracts and stuff, so.
Well, so everybody's going to keep yapping about Giannis somehow being here.
I don't think is coming.
I'm not saying he wouldn't want to be here, but he'd like to play with Bam and Tyler Hero. He doesn't want to, like, oh, great, I'm here by myself.
It's a tough call, man. I don't know what they're going to do because they got all these guys on the team that are under contract. Like, I don't know, Joe.
That's why.
And I don't think Pat Riley knows at the moment. And that's, you know, it's unfortunate, but that seems to be the reality here, right?
Under contract for another year. You got a lot of guys.
Did you say Terry Rozier?
Yeah. You got him. We got all these guys for another year under contract. Oh, I don't know how many.
I don't think the Heat would mind if Terry Rozier quietly announced he was retiring.
You're not. Please. He'll be in the league another 5 or 6 years. He won't get big money after this
contract. That's another guy, by the way, that I just don't know what happened.
Say he doesn't fit into the system.
By the way, not a bad move by the Heat to bring that guy in. But I don't know. I just don't know why he can't play.
Somebody says all of a sudden. It's easy to score on bad teams. You just fired up.
Yeah.
And nobody cares you win or lose.
He's a looter and a riot. Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of those guys running around the NBA, man.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people would probably say Tyler Hero is one of those guys.
I don't think he is. I think Tyler Hero is a really good player. Really good player.
Okay.
By the way, they got to make a decision on him for 50-plus a year.
Well, again, Tyler Hero was scored a lot of points on a team that I think we can all agree was not very good.
Not very good, no.
So.
They went through 900 different lineup changes. You know. Well, that's why Pat's going to talk tomorrow. Tell us.
I hope he doesn't rip any of the guys that are on the roster, though.
Will you quit worrying, a softy?
I am soft.
Everything, you know what? I
care about their feelings, bro.
Wouldn't you care about that? You don't. Oh, you know, you can't. I hope Pat understands. You can't talk to young guys that way. You say that one more friggin' time. Go home and be real nice to your kids and don't worry about these
professional athletes. Why don't you show up to the press conference and you can old school it with Pat?
Oh, my God. You just sit and
just rip
worry
everyone.
So much that he's going to say something bad about somebody and go, oh, that ruined it for – Pat's been able to do it his way for a long time. Question is, can he do it going forward after sensitive Jimmy, playoff Jimmy or sensitive Jimmy?
That game is going to be interesting tonight, huh?
No, it's not. I don't care. I hope Golden State loses by 40.
You are really riled up about that series, man. Because I know you like the Warriors, but you hate Jimmy, so you're struggling.
Hate's a hard word. That's a strong word. I'm trying to stay out of that
strongly dislike Jimmy?
Yes.
You're better with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever eases your conscience in there.
Well, he just thinks it was all Pat. I mean, he thinks this, I could have been there.
Kind of was.
No, it wasn't.
Who else was it?
Of course, it's self-fighters.
Pat Riley's the one who decides who gets what.
We just can't go giving everybody the money they want. Ask the Dolphins. They did that. You can't do that.
Way to bring it back to the Dolphins in the last 10 seconds of the show. Nicely done.
Get that in there somehow.
You got your shot.
Come on, man. Hey, that's going to do it. Boy, what a crap show this was today, folks. I did get the girls fired up, though, in the other room. Oh, boy. Can't wait for that party. One more time. Woody, give me some on that party.
Tabacone at Plantation Walk. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. It is our event coming up tomorrow. We're going to have a screen, and you can watch the game with us. On a projector, all that good stuff.
All right.
Drinks on Joe's tab. It'll be beautiful.
There you go.
You offered the ladies.
Spending my money. You're a pain in the ass.
Well, you offered the ladies.
I didn't offer you. Hey, have a great day, everybody.